This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira, thumma amma ba'd. So how many of you guys here can claim and say they never get angry? Raise your hand if you don't get angry. Any angels? Alhamdulillah. So we all get angry, right? We all get angry. Is that an expression of power? When you get angry, is that an expression of power? Like when the angrier you are, the more powerful you become, right? Is that what it is? That's a nonsense. It's a false perception of power and energy, really. Yani. So let's hear what the Prophet, so how the Prophet defined the meaning of power over here. Hadith number 45, حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس الشديد بالسرعة إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the strong man is not the one who is good at wrestling, but the strong man is the one who controls himself in a fit of rage. رواه البخاري ومسلم. Now, how many of us could say or would say, because of a fit of rage, they lost control and they said things they regret for the rest of their lives. They did things that they regret for the rest of their lives. Things happened that they wish they never actually did, or they wish that they had more control of themselves and so on. Probably all of us. We're all guilty of that. You're human being after all. Why so? Because being angry, is a natural instinct. As a matter of fact, it's a survival instinct, because when you get angry, it's more like a self-defense mechanism. There's something to protect. You're being overprotective right now. So being angry in itself, there is nothing wrong with it. As a matter of fact, I'll give you permission to get angry as much as you want. Get angry as much as you want. Because even the Prophet ﷺ, there are many hadith reported in which he was angry, ﷺ. His face would turn red, and he speaks, you know, passionately and powerful. He was angry, ﷺ. But we have to differentiate between being angry as an emotion and acting angrily as a behavior. So being angry, we can't control that. Things happen around us that would upset us, like the Prophet ﷺ got upset. But acting angrily, now that's a choice you make, a decision you take, and a behavior that you will be held accountable for. So you can never say, I did this because I was angry, or I said this because, wallah, I was angry. Worse than that, if you blame it on someone else, like saying, wallah, why did you divorce your wife? Wallah, she made me angry, so I just threw the divorce word on her. Wow, what a strong man you are, mashallah. You can't use this as an excuse. Why did you throw this at him? Well, he upsets me. He just made me angry just like I did this. So now we're blaming our behavior on other people. That's absolutely bizarre. It's unacceptable. So therefore, you have to differentiate between being angry, and I give you permission to be angry. If something is upsetting, you should be upset for. But then how you behave, how do you use that energy, that's a different story. So the ulama, they say, al-ghadab, mahmudun wa madmum. There is a praiseworthy anger, and there's a reproachable anger. The praiseworthy one is the one when your anger is for something legit and it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly. And it's not, of course, praiseworthy if that anger is for something trivial or something, astaghfirullah, ibn haram, and worse than that, if it leads to a person behaving in a way that is completely offensive and absolutely wrong. So it's okay to be angry for the right reason. However, like we said, that anger is an emotion. The way you express it, that's what makes it good or bad. So here the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us a great lesson. He goes, look, laysa shiridu bussur'a. Being strong and powerful is not about really wrestling. It's not about being powerful and pinning people down on the ground. Many people can do that. ولكن الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عن الغضب. But a true mighty person is the one who can control himself or herself when they are in a fit of rage. Why is that? Because when you are angry, you're now going through excessive emotion. And when you go in that excessive emotion, what happens to our rationale? It goes down. If not even goes offline. So that's when people speak in such an excessive moment, they sound ridiculous. And you can just tell them, like, what's wrong with you? Why are you talking like this? None of your business. You know, when you yell at your kids and you say, well, why are you yelling? You say, I'm not yelling, right? So you're still yelling. It doesn't make any sense, because in that moment of emotion, your rationale is actually completely down here. And the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is teaching us a very valuable lesson. Someone in a situation like this, and they still can stay cool in what they say, and they calculate what they do, that is the real meaning of power. That you're in control of what you say and what you do in a moment of rage, that is an absolute meaning of power. Why is that? Because if someone provokes you, someone provokes you to get angry, what is expected of you to do? What do you guys expect you to do? If someone provokes you to be angry, what is the expectation that you respond with what? With anger. So if you get angry for someone making you angry, is that something impressive? No, that's expected. But what is something that is very impressive? If someone provokes you to be angry, and instead of being angry, what do? You keep your cool. That's when people come to you and say, like, I don't know how you do that, man. Where do you get these steel nerves that you have? How do you do this? Because controlling yourself in a moment like this is very powerful. And that's what the Prophet is referring to here is when he said that it's not about winning, you know, battles against people. It's really about winning battles against yourself and your shaitan. That is the real power. When you control what you say, what you do, in a moment when others, they lose it, that is the true meaning of power. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallah. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes. So when you keep your calm, he says, sometimes when you keep your cool and you keep calm, people take this for granted. That is true. Well, here's the thing. If you keep your cool because you have nothing else to do, that's weakness. But if you keep your cool, even though you're capable of being angry and take control and even fight back, that is power. And when you do that, you're doing it for whom? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm not doing them to please people. I'm doing it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has me to do so. However, do I have the right to retaliate if someone wrongs me? Absolutely. You have the right to retaliate. But the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran recommends what for us? That you do ihsan, which means to forgive, forgo, and move on. That's better for you in the dunya and in the akhirah. So yeah, it's a case-by-case scenario. If you see that being too nice and too cool and too kind, people now take advantage of that, are you allowed to now express a moment of decisiveness? I don't want to say anger, but being decisive, yeah, the Prophet did that. Like one time the Prophet was making a tawaf around the Kaaba in Mecca. And the people of Quraysh, the elite of Quraysh, were sitting somewhere there. And as the Prophet was making tawaf coming near them, they start insulting him. They're speaking about him and insulting him. First time he kept his cool, he kept going with his tawaf. Second time he did that. Third time again they do the same thing. So he stops his tawaf, he goes straight to the group of people over there. And he stands right before them and he goes, أَلَا يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ أَلِمُوا أَنِّي وَاللَّهِ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالذَّبْحِ. He goes, listen to me, people of Quraysh. I swear to you, I can make a bloodbath over here right now. Like, I can finish you, all of you. Now, who was speaking that, Jama'ah? This cool man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in the Arabic, we say, اتَّقِ شَرَّ الْحَلِيمِ إِذَا غَضَبْ. Beware of the rage of the most forbearing person when he gets angry. Because that person is being calm and quiet, not because he's unable to retaliate or get angry. No, he's just keeping cool because you're not deserving of his anger. But if they get angry, you get out of their way. Because they're going to be very serious. Same thing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they captured the prisoners of war and after the Battle of Badr. And they were asked to ransom themselves. So the families in Mecca used to send many of their treasures to ransom their family and release them from captivity. So one of these people, forgot his name, but eventually this man, he claimed to the Prophet, Ya Muhammad, I'm a poor person, I don't have anybody, I have no strong tribe to protect me in Mecca, and I don't have any money really to, my family will send nothing to, so could you please leave me, I have daughters in Mecca left behind, no one else to care for them, please be kind and let go of me. So the Prophet ﷺ, he says, you promised me one thing. He goes, whatever that is, I'll give it to you. He goes, if you go, never ever come back to fight against me. Never come back to fight. He goes, you have my word. I will never come back to fight you. And the Prophet let go of him. After the battle of Badr, of Uhud, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they lost many, many casualties as shuhada. And the Prophet says that the next day he ordered the Sahaba to go to try to go after that caravan, try to catch them and fight again. But these people were way ahead. However, they were able to capture one of the people who was falling behind. Who was that person? That same guy from last year. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sees him. And he goes, and he says, "Ya Muhammad, you know, please have mercy on me. I'm so weak. My daughter's blah, blah." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, says, didn't you promise me last year that you're not going to come to fight against me? He goes, yes, I'm so sorry. Please apologize. You know, I'm sorry. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, kill him. Just finish him. And the man, he was shocked. He goes, Ya Muhammad, what about my daughters? The Prophet says, Jahannam. Like, I don't care. I gave you my word. You broke it. He says, I will never let you go back to Mecca wiping over your cheeks saying, I fooled Muhammad twice. Because it's not going to happen. So, yeah, being kind and being patient doesn't mean it's weakness. Being quiet against foolish people, you know, that doesn't mean you're being weak. That's really being wise and being smart. But again, I'm telling you, the quiet person, if they reach their limit and they explode, beware of their wrath. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.